Hello, everybody out there. Shabbat shalom. The parasha this Shabbat is found in Deuteronomy 21:10 to Deuteronomy 25:19, and the parasha is called Ki Tetzi. And what I noticed is a lot of commands for the people of Israel to follow, so that even if they said they didn't know what to do in a certain situation, it was almost everything was almost covered. And so anyway, I'm just going to start right here in Deuteronomy 21:15. Before I do, Father, I just pray that you would bless the reading of your word. Bless this parasha for everybody to hear from you, and not just my own words, my own thoughts, but your thoughts, your heart. Thank you for blessing it, just like you did the loaves and the fish to feed everybody, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So anyway, what I noticed in the parasha this morning, for this morning, was that when we're going down the road and we see our neighbor's ox straying away from his house, and we don't even know whose ox it is, it says that we're to take care of it and feed it until finally, you know, the owner comes looking for it, like Saul did when he went out looking for some donkeys or something like that. And so we're supposed to take care of it. And it kind of reminded me of driving down the street, if I was a mechanic, and seeing somebody broken down, that since I have that gift of being able to fix cars, that as long as I have time, why don't I pull over and see if I can fix it real quick, instead of just driving by, you know? Or maybe my gift isn't mechanics. Maybe it's encouraging somebody. So why not, if I hear somebody sharing something sad that happened that week with them, to just encourage them, you know, if that is a gift that God gave me? Or in some cases, it might be people that have the gift of helps, where they know somebody just came out of the hospital and they're able to come over and clean their house a little bit and put out the garbage and make some soup for them, you know, the gift of helps. So there's all kinds of giftings in the body of Christ. And just like seeing the donkey on the side of the road that's our neighbor's, you know, we can lend a helping hand and take care of our neighbor's possessions that are falling apart or something happening to them personally. This is kind of funny. In chapter 22 and verse 6, it says, "If you come across a bird's nest beside the road, either in a tree or on the ground, and the mother is sitting on the young or on the eggs, do not take the mother with the young." If God cares about this little bird, this little mother bird, I wonder what he thinks about us. I wonder how much he cares, way more than that, for us. And it says in verse 7, you may take the young, but be sure to let the mother go, so that it may go well with you, and you may have a long life. I couldn't believe that when I read that. I've heard it before, but it just really hit me, like, that is so, you know, people don't even think of that. I was in Jerusalem one time, and there was a little, I'll just say a little boy. I won't say which one he was, but he was just a little boy, and he was beating a donkey with a water hose, about a 3 or 4 foot piece of water hose. And he was whipping the poor donkey with a load on its back and looking at me and laughing. I thought it was funny. And I thought, wow, you know, just the kind of person that little guy was raised to be was like violence. And how blessed we are to be raised by godly parents, and so, or even just good parents that didn't teach us those things. And even if some of the things that they taught us were wrong, that we find out later in life as believers, we're able to forgive our parents. They did the best they could. And go on and grow, you know? Forgive, and we don't even have to bring it up to them. Just love them. Just accept them. You know, they may have had a hard time themselves. Anyway, and then verse 8 says, when you build a house, make a parapet around the roof so that you may not bring the guilt of bloodshed on your house if someone falls from the roof. You know, it's funny as I remember there's a story about Elijah, one of those guys. And anyway, they would go to this one person's house, this one woman's house, this house whenever they were in the area, and they built an upper room, and it said they built a wall around the edge of the roof so he wouldn't fall. So, you know, in the New Testament, it says that, I think it's Philippians 2:3, it says that we're not to be self-centered, but to consider others more important than ourselves. And that's a challenge for believers, to put their prayer needs before ours. But there's a reward. There's an unseen reward that God takes care of us when we do that. Like a parent taking care of their children, not ever expecting anything to come back, but they bring their kids someday back and they let them see their grandparents. And then it talks, the last few verses just talks about just not planting the two different kinds of seeds in the same crop. And I thought, well, I guess God, it's a symbol of some type of not being double-minded, you know, not believing God for the result. So planting two different types of seeds in the same area, hoping that one of them will grow. And I find if I give God the day in the morning and surrender my things that I think I'm supposed to do, that he helps me. He shows me what's the most important things, even time important things, so that I don't overlook something that I can't do later that day and miss out. And so being single-minded, people can tell. We're calmer. There's a confidence that comes from the Lord when we're doing what we know we're to do at the specific time and date. And it goes well with us because of that. And we can tell when we're not listening or hearing, because we end up getting frustrated. Things don't work out. But anyway, the good thing is, even if it doesn't work out, Romans 8:28, we have hope that all things work together for the good. So even if we do make a mistake, we can always just surrender right there and then that day and start fresh whatever time it is during the day, and he'll take it from there. And the last thing I thought was really neat about chapter 22, verse 12, the last scripture I wanted to share, it says, make tassels on the four corners of the cloak you wear. And I thought of my mom's relatives, family. They're Cherokees. They're part Cherokee. I mean, and I remember they have tassels on the edges of their fringes of their garments. And I always wondered. I wonder where they got that from. Anyway, so God is good. Even if computers don't work, God is good. And so, Lord, thank you for this day and for this morning and for blessing the service. Thank you for blessing your word in Deuteronomy this morning. Help us, Lord. Without you, we can't get nothing done good, godly. We can do good deeds on our own, but we don't want to hear that you never knew us at the end when we did all kinds of good things to be a good person, to be a good Christian, to be a good believer, but never get to know you, the master of the universe, to sit before your feet like Mary chose, instead of being busy about doing good deeds like Martha. So bless us, Lord, whether we're Mary's today or Martha's, to just give up and sit at your feet and hear your voice so that we know direction, we know in our heart which way to go, to the right or to the left or straight, and when to stop and just rest. like today. Shabbat Shalom.